Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another edition of Ev's Turn. That's it's me, your host, Everardo Ramirez, and with me, as always, my trusty co-host and intern, it's Andy Bush.
I'm not your intern.
Well, in some ways.
I'm not your intern, though. I'm a co-host, I suppose, but I'm definitely not an intern. We never talked about that.
So that's true. Today, my usual co-host is missing, so I guess you do kind of have a bit of a promotion to co-host. Crazy Caveman could not make it today. So Andy, you are in the co-host chair. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels fantastic. It's great. It's really nice. We were supposed to have actually a normal, my gorgeous son, but my dad just hasn't showed up.
Yeah. Your dad has been missing now for a few days.
Yeah.
And we're kind of on our own, kind of Lord of the Flies style. And, as you can see, I am holding a conch right now. That's why I'm talking.
Yeah.
And we
did murder a boar at some point, so that was a little weird.
Yeah, we did. This place is stained with pig's blood.
Silent Bob did not like that.
We have a great guest here today on Ev's Turn. Andy, this is someone you know very well. You
I know,
have
I'm
quite
really,
a history with
I'm
him.
Really excited. I've worked with him for years, probably almost a decade now. We met in Halifax worked on worked in a sketch troupe called Picnic Face. Do you want me to introduce him, Ev?
Or yeah, yeah.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, my sketch partner, Mark Little, everyone.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Mark Little. I'm like Mark Little. Sorry. Mark, Hi, everybody. It's great to be here. I'm Mark Little. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Guys, Andy, one of my oldest friends. So great to be here.
Yeah.
Everardo, your true hero. Always a pleasure to be with you as well.
It is a huge honor to have you here on the podcast. Like you and Andy, when I was in Halifax, watching you guys kind of do your thing together, that was kind of a huge inspiration for me.
I'm actually surprised you haven't been on the podcast.
Me too. I'm furious about it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of wanted to do my own thing. I always, so that's the thing. Like, I've always, right. I'm
You've always
paired
sort of
up
been
with
in
you.
My shadow.
Yeah, or, yeah. Pretty much standing on,
yeah,
your,
so,
on your coattails.
I can't blame you for wanting a piece of the sun, if you will.
I just want to do something on my own without you.
Right,
for
right.
just like yeah. 1 second, so people don't go like, oh, you're that guy that works with Mark Little sometimes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Otherwise, it's pretty much Grey Gardens over here or whatever. You know what I mean? You and me?
Yeah, no. Pretty much. I am wearing sweatpants wrapped around my head, and I think it looks fashionable.
Yeah, you look great. You both look great.
Mm. You're so supportive, Mark. That's nice. Yeah.
Well, that's what everybody knows me, Mark. I'm very supportive. I always say, you got to support the troops and the cops. Those are the two people I want to support.
You want to support the troops and the cops.
Yeah.
You are wearing a t-shirt with the blue M&M, and it says Blue Lives Matter underneath. Just one of those classic Mark Little goof t-shirts.
Yeah, you know, I've got so many fun shirts.
That's kind of you. That's become your thing as of late. You've just got into shirt comedy pretty heavily.
Yeah, I mean, it's a popular style of comedy these days. People are very visual. They don't want to just listen. They want to look and laugh as well.
Kind of like a human meme, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, like, what? Who's that bad comedian that always wore a dumb hat with something funny on it, you know, from 30 Rock? What was that guy's name?
Oh, yeah. Judah.
Oh, wow. Like, where's he now? You know? Can you feed your children with funny hats? So, anyways, I'd like to think I've taken the torch from him, and I wear funny shirts. But they're great shirts. The shirts are good.
Oh, they're fantastic, and they blow up online, and everybody in the Toronto comedy scene loves them when you're wearing them and doing stand up, and I've been constantly referencing them.
Sure. Well, I could go to the bathroom on. Patrick Chan's head, and people in this city would line up to say it was good.
Well, I hope so.
He was that figure skater. Remember Patrick Chan?
Patrick Chan.
I actually don't remember him.
Well, he was a Canadian, beloved Canadian athlete, was a popular figure skater for a long time.
And that's great. It's great that you're using Canadian references as well. You're very proud of being Canadian.
Canadian.
You've done a lot of Canadian television as well.
Certainly, yeah.
You were in Mr.
Canuck.
D?
Yep, I was. Yeah, I love Mr. D. I forget all of that, so I wouldn't be able to answer any questions.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah, you don't really remember it. You kind of blocked it out. And you were also in a show with me called Cavendish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Oh, yeah,
yep,
proudly Canadian.
We got a lot of... hate mail over that.
Yeah, we really did, and I just have to say that I thought it was interesting the way you handled that by reaching out to each and every person that wrote a mean tweet and then engaging with them. I think it was a really good idea.
Thank you. Yeah, really thought it was, and stuck with it.
Yeah, you stuck with it. And you didn't stop. You didn't stop.
Commitment to a bit.
Yeah,
that is what makes you one of the best comedians. You just commit, no matter what.
Thank you.
Even if the corporation threatens to cancel the show, you will still continue the bit and keep attacking the people who don't like it online.
Well, like I always say, it's important to attack people online.
And in a lot of ways, would you say the viewers are like customers and that the customers are not always right?
Sometimes, yeah. I guess I sort of think of the viewers as pigs, and we're farmers, and we're just dumping slop into their troughs, and they hungrily lap it up.
Speaking of slop in the troughs coming this spring to CBC,
there's a good name for a show.
Family Feud with Jerry D.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of a trough full of slop. And you can't tell me there aren't a million pigs lined up around the corner to suck down some of that slop.
Oh, I mean, come on. Like, Family Feud is great, and I'm frustrated that the Americans have had a stranglehold on it. I want to see some Canadian families answer stupid things and have someone make fun of them for it.
Yeah, I'd love to know what 100 Canadian husbands think that their wives want for Christmas or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we all do, and that's why we are pigs, ripe for the slaughter, sucking down slop.
Mm-hmm. Oh. CBC Gem.
Is it on CBC Gem?
I hope so. One of these days will be.
One of these days.
Yeah, one of these days we'll all be on CBC Gem. You know what I mean.
I can only hope. I don't know why I'm burning any bridge before.
Oh, it's on fire right now.
Yeah, well.
Burning a bridge
careful,
long
that's
before
a very
I
good
even
bridge
get there.
You don't want to burn.
There's only one bridge, so don't burn it, please.
There's one bridge and then like maybe a rope ladder somewhere. Yeah. From what I can tell. So. Anyway, I'm sure listeners are wondering, Mark, your voice sounds a little different than usual, kind of...
I don't think so, no.
Usually you're kind of loud and bombastic on stage.
Oh, well, fiddle-dee-dee. Well, we'll have to agree to disagree. I think I sound fine and normal.
I mean,
I'm Mark Little. What do you want?
Yeah, it could be the microphone.
Yeah, it's the microphone.
That's
yeah.
true. You know, we're just in an intimate setting here. Maybe that could be it.
Can I just say, you know what's really crazy? I've known you for 10 years, but I really... I don't think I've ever actually had a conversation with you other than like work.
Right.
So like I don't really know anything about you. I think you do have a dad and a mom. Mm-hmm. I know that at some point you had one and you have a sister, but that's honestly, and you grew up in BC.
Well, that's pretty much it. There isn't much more else to know.
What you don't have any other.
Well, it reminds me of like Pretty Woman. Remember on Pretty Woman how she wouldn't kiss?
Yeah.
You know, like this is a work thing, so we don't need to. You know, get too involved in each other's personal lives here.
I know, but I've known you for 10 years. Yeah. Like, and you've never, I, you know, all my family, you've been to my house, all that, but nothing. You just.
Okay. Well, let's get to know each other a bit.
Okay. Yeah. So, let's get to know each other.
What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
So am I.
Are you real?
Yes, I am. Okay.
A couple of Virgos
over here.
I didn't know that. Wow. I didn't know that. 10 years.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought this up. Now we can get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
And this explains why we work so well together.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we work well? We work well together.
I'd say so.
I mean, together.
Often. We do often work together. I don't really do much without you. So it's nice to do this podcast without you. I'm really glad that I got to get out and, I mean, it is with my father, but, you know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
What's your sign, Ev?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh.
Actually, to be honest, sometimes, most places I'm a Pisces, but some websites I'm an Aquarius. I'm like right on the cusp. February 20th.
You're like, it's like millennials and Gen Zs. Like, what are they?
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm Generation X. That's what I am. I was born in 78. So that means I'm Generation X, right? Does it?
I think so.
I don't know anything about any of it. Like, I don't know.
I think I'm a millennial, but also I'm 30, and it feels weird to say, like, to be said, like, if you're 30, are you still a millennial? Like, to. You know?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think.
I also don't know anything about fucking signs. So what is a Virgo? Like, what?
Do you know
anything, Mark?
It's like, what is what? It's usually a woman holding a jug.
Oh yeah, okay, I know that much.
Yeah.
So I think Virgo, it's a virgin,
makes me think,
right?
Of virgin, which that makes sense for you. Andy,
yeah, we're both virgins.
Because you are famously a virgin.
Yeah. I'm not famously a virgin. I've had girlfriends. I'm not a virgin.
I think it's something to be proud of. I think it's neat.
You think it's neat?
You're the only one who could go to heaven, probably.
Yeah. If the rapture comes, which I think it will.
Yeah, because you're notoriously right wing, Mark. Hugely right wing.
Well,
people don't realize this is a right wing Christian podcast.
And what's an Aquarius?
I think Pisces and Aquarius, they're both water signs, from what I understand, which people are. I don't really know much about the zodiac or whatever, but I think people are like, oh, you're a Pisces. You probably cry a lot.
What the
Which
fuck?
Is, I don't think that's
I don't understand.
True.
Like, it's become a huge thing now. People are all obsessed with, like, this stuff, and I don't get it. I don't understand why it's
To be fair, you are always sort of, like, wiping tears away. You know, you're one of those guys that's always kind of just wiping away tears.
Yeah, I always look like I just finished crying.
Yeah,
like,
so that's for sure why everybody keeps bringing that up.
And I am a delicate, shaking leaf.
that's why we love you. Right?
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I gotta get out more. This is a thing. Mark, can you help me?
Oh, absolutely,
because I don't leave my apartment. Well, I mean, I don't leave Rowley's. What is it? Fucking, I don't leave. I just stay inside and work on my Twitch thing.
Buddy, we are going to be grinding. We are going to be hitting the mics. We are going to be schmoozing. We are going to be getting you out there.
I need to hit the mics.
Next time you do a show, you're going to get the Now Critics pick. I guarantee it. Guarantee you're going to get a Now Critics pick.
I'm going to get a Now Critics pick.
Yep. That's just a little arrow beside the listing. You know what I mean?
But yeah, but still that's good.
Still a tiny, almost unreadable listing.
Sure.
But if you get that arrow, it means you probably paid for that arrow.
I'm just in like open mic territory right now. I don't want to do book shows.
That's where you got to start, man.
Yeah, I got to get back in the game.
Grinding.
I got to grind, do some stand up, listen to some. White 20-year-olds talk
grind.
About
grind.
Mm-hmm. You have to grind,
vagina.
If you're not doing 5 open mics a night,
what are you doing?
You're wasting everyone's time.
How many do you do a week?
I would say realistically, probably 1 to 3 shows a week.
Really?
1 to 3
I thought it was
shows.
More. I thought it would be more.
I do about 50 shows every week.
You do 50 shows?
Yeah.
Mark, actually, I wouldn't.
I would
agree.
Because
I tour a lot, and
around.
I'm at, like, Casino Niagara quite a bit. And
you do Casino Niagara?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah, oh, yeah, love it.
What is Casino Niagara actually like, doing a set there? Isn't it loud, and there's fucking, like, shit going on all the time? And
yeah, a bit, yeah. It's a bit loud, and A lot of the crowd's a bit older, but
like,
you know.
Jackpot machines or whatever, like slot machines going on.
Oh yeah, slot machines, fights, intercourse, you know, anything you can imagine that would make any sound is happening at Casino.
While you're doing a set.
Oh yeah, so yeah, but hey, but I'm grinding, I'm getting out there, you know what I mean? I'm doing my time, that's what you gotta do.
I did an open mic, I have done an open mic, like 2 months ago, I was like, I'm gonna do stand-up, it's been so long, and I did it, and it traumatized me, because it was my first, I was like, I did an open mic, and there was literally just one person, one guy watching me, this young guy. And I'm like, oh, man, that's nice of you to watch my set. So I'm going to watch your set.
Oh, no.
And then when he went... And no one was listening except for me. I sat front row. I listened to this guy.
What the hell is wrong?
I don't know what I was
little
doing.
Fingers
it was just insane. I don't know what I was thinking. And he had two jokes. One was about how his cum smelled weird the first time he jerked off. And then the second one was how his girlfriend's vagina smelled weird when he went down on her. That's it. Wow. Those were the two jokes. And that took up 9 minutes.
Holy shit.
9 minutes.
But you know what? When he books a show, he's going to think about you because you came and you sat in the front. So that's part of it, man. That's smoozing. That's grinding. That's making connections. That's what we're going to be doing in our apartment.
In our apartment.
Yeah. In our new life together.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Great. Because we are going to, I just need to get out more is what I'm saying to you. The comedy bar, that place is happening. It's cool.
The corner.
The corner.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You love the corner, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a place where everyone just says a lot of like racial epithets and things like that?
You can say whatever you want, including N-word or any other word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're cool with it.
And they're
in
cool
fact,
with it.
They encourage it, as far as I can tell.
All right.
Yeah, you have to. That's actually the password to get in. They won't let you in. There's a doorman. You have to say it. And then they tape it on their phones, too, so that they have it forever. So you have to, like, be good or else they'll put out this video of you saying, you know.
I will say, for real, sometimes I will perform at the corner, and I don't even hate it. Like, I think it's all right. I don't even mind what they're doing, like the whole like free speech thing. For those of you who don't know, the Corner is a comedy club in Toronto, and their thing is like we could say whatever you want, like free speech, whatever, which is fine. I agree with that to some extent, but I also think that if you're going there and you're doing whatever dirty material, saying whatever you want, and it's still like the audience doesn't like it though. It's like, okay, you're allowed to do that, but you're still bombing. You know, that's what's baffling to me.
They just do it because they can.
Because they want to do it, but they're still like not. Like I think still as a comedian, you should read the room. Like if something's not working,
isn't the corner? I thought the corner was filled with people that like that stuff and they cheer. I don't know.
Well,
I've never been.
Maybe it's just the shows that I've done.
I'm gonna take you.
Oh, Mark, thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
This will be great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still feel now like I'm sort of standing on your coattails again, but that's okay.
No.
That's all right.
There's plenty of room on my coattails.
Yeah, that is. You got giant coattails.
Yeah, come on. Hop on. There's room for everybody.
Mark, this is something that me and Andy have been doing on our other podcast with Andy's dad, my gorgeous son. So what we do is we read this script that I was hired to punch up this script that was written by an old pervert. The script is about an Italian model academy, international models at this academy. So any listeners might remember last week or the last few weeks, we've been starting to meet the roommates more and starting to see their home life. And so last week, I forget who we met. Oh, yeah, we met Vivienne and Elena. And this week, if we go to page 14.
All right.
I'm awesome. Okay.
I hate this so much.
We'll just read this scene. So now we're going to learn all about another pair of roommates.
Wait, who are we supposed to... Are we just reading this silently or aloud? Or what?
No,
are we like...
No,
are
we're
going to
read it out loud.
Casting this thing or what?
Yeah.
I'm just setting it up.
Do you want me to do this?
Okay, so... Mark, why don't you be Michaela?
Sure.
I'll do the stage directions.
Okay.
And Andy, you'll be whoever.
Okay,
whoever else.
Brazilian model A. All right. Oh, God.
And then I guess there's someone else. I'll be the direttore.
There's no Brazilian model B. It's just Brazilian model A. All right, fine.
Interior, Milan. Residence apartment, Michaela and Isabella. Living room, evening. In the apartment of the residence, there are Michaela standing barefoot in the kitchenette, which is cooking the chicken breasts in the pot, while drinking from a beer bottle, wearing a white lace transparent dress that highlights the ebony color of her skin, and Isabella lying in the sofa corner, holding the mobile phone with an eye to the plasma TV hanging on the wall, which broadcasts the music, wearing a peach long shirt that leaves her legs naked. Michaela, turn off the stove, take the pot, approaches the table in front of the corner sofa set with two plates in which puts the chicken breast, put the pot on top of the magazine.
Oh my God, this is all in parentheses. Yeah. So
how sad, always these chicken breasts. At least helps to keep us in shape. We need to eat healthy and do gym. I cannot afford a failure.
Cut to a flashback. Exterior, Rio de Janeiro. Aerial view of Rio de Janeiro, night. Aerial view of the skyline of the city of Rio de Janeiro. Fade in. Panoramic view of the fashion building in Copacabana. Push in a window of the building in a lounge room. Fade in. Fashion show lounge, Rio building, night. In a large lounge salon is taking place a fashion show of lingerie. There is a lot audience and many photographers that trigger the flash of their cameras. The music is very loud. On the runway, there are three models, Brazilian, walking in lingerie. And last comes out on the runway, Michaela, and collects loud applause for his walk, very sexy. Dissolve to... Dressing room, Rio building. Moments later, inside the dressing room, there are many models that are changing the lingerie, makeup artist, hairdresser, and responsible for the organization of the fashion show. There are models arriving from the lounge salon and leaving on the runway. Michaela is in a panties and changing. Next to her, Brazilian model A, 20 years old. Brazilian, long dark hair, green eyes, completely naked.
Oh my God.
Okay, so all of that just to say they're in a change room, they're backstage in a dressing room of a fashion show. Michaela turns to Brazilian model A, low tone of voice.
You have confirmed for the fashion shows of tomorrow?
Brazilian model A, serious tone, serious, turns to Michaela, changing lingerie.
No, at the casting there was an amazing line, we are too many. We must leave, ..
Michaela, smiling, turns to her, wearing a lingerie.
It's not that they are there waiting for us.
Brazilian model A turns to Michaela, smiles.
Here we are too many. At least you can always sell the drinks on the beach in the kiosk of your mom. No, there's no periods on this. Everything is ellipses.
In the kiosk of your mom.
In the kiosk of your mom. I don't know.
Michaela, smiling, turns to her, moving few steps away.
How nice! Give me a break. I did the casting for a contest. If they take me, I'm going to Italy for a training at the Fashion Master School in Milan.
Are they in a fight? I can't tell.
I don't know. Okay, I think they're just talking. Okay. Friendly.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I need to know. All right.
Brazilian model A snorts, follows Michaela.
I went too far to that casting, but I gave up. There was a line of 1 kilometer.
Michaela turns to her, stopping moving, serious.
Never give up. Anyway, they will have already paid your fashion shows of last month.
Brazilian model A, facing Michaela, snorts.
No, and you?
Michaela, serious, turns to her.
Neither a cent.
In that moment, approaches Michaela and Brazilian model A, the Diretoras Filata Brasilia, 30 years old. Okay, and I want to be clear. This is the stage directions that I did not write. Director Filata Brasilia, 30 years old, Brazilian, gay, platinum blonde, short hair, brown eyes, physical, not tall, wearing light pants and white shirt open at the chest.
Oh, God.
Director Filata Brasil, arrogant tone, turns to the two models. I'll be him.
Oh, you be him, please, yes.
Then, girls, we move. We don't pay you to chat. Michaela turns to the director, sarcastic.
To tell the truth, you don't pay at all.
Director Brazilian, hysterical, squeaky voice, turns to Michaela. And the Brazilian model moves towards the exit of the dressing room. Oh, yeah? Then you know what you must do. Go away. Right away.
...
Oh, wow.
Exclamation points. Then ...
Oh, yeah. 3 exclamation points followed by ... Michaela, furious, takes off her lingerie and throws it in the face of director Filata Brazil, moves completely naked towards the stender.
Take it. Keep your shit.
Can I just say, that moment, although maybe when written sounds good, but it would be so awkward in the moment if they were in a fight to see a woman awkwardly take off her clothes, take off her panties, and then throw... I said panties. And then just throw... Do. Yeah, gross.
Well, I mean, that's what the script says.
That's true. Right,
yeah, you're just being true to the text.
Yeah, I'm being true to the text.
Yeah, it is a weird, like, move. And, like, why is she getting naked and then throwing it at this guy?
Yeah, no. All right.
The director shouts, knocks down the lingerie, turns to Michaela, pointing with his arm, the exit. Get out now! I will make sure that you stopped working in Brazil. You'll have to make a whore to make money.
Uh-oh.
I guess that means you'll have to... Become a prostitute.
Become a prostitute.
Michaela is near the stender. What is the stender?
I don't
know. We'll never know. Where she hung her stuff. In that moment, the mobile phone rings in her bag. She takes it and, irritated, responds. Without turning, the look towards the director is Filada Brazil, increasingly furious, gestures with his hands. Michaela, smiling, laughing, completely naked, speaking on the mobile phone.
Yes? Are you sure? I cannot believe it. Please tell me it's not a joke. Oh, sorry.
She takes the bag, completely naked, starts running towards the exit, smiles, and turns towards the other models, ignoring the director that, perplexed, looks at her.
Girls, they took me. They took me. Finally, I leave for Milan next week.
Director Brazil, sarcastically gesturing with his fingers of the hand of get away to Michaela. Meanwhile, the other girl's happy smile moving close to Michaela to hug and kiss her. From the favelas to Milan, go, go. You will always be a girl of the favelas, the queen of the favelas. Favelas, that's like a Brazilian ghetto, I think.
Oh, okay, all right.
Brazilian slums. Michaela, furious, made his way through the girls, takes one of the shoes from her bag and throwing it in the face of the direttore, embarrassed, left speechless.
Fuck you!
Michaela takes her bag and pulls the other shoe again in the face of the director, makes the gesture with her middle finger, turns to him.
Fuck you!
All right.
Wow.
That was beautiful. What a well-written scene.
That was nice. Yeah.
That was nice. Actually, that was probably the best of the bunch so far. Because there was actually a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of an arc to it. He was mean to her. Then she got into whatever the fuck that was.
Milan,
I guess. And then she swore at him.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was she the one who took her clothes off too?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's naked. She's naked giving him the finger.
Yeah.
So this would be for like HBO probably, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I feel like
sexiness, but that kind of thing was the kind of thing I was hired to take away.
Oh, interesting.
But I think in this scene, I left the nudity.
You left her awkwardly taking off her clothes.
Honestly, this scene, the nudity makes more sense than any other scene. Cause they are like backstage at a show, so in a change room, so that makes more sense.
Did you finish the whole thing?
I took one pass of the first script, and there's seven more of these scripts that I have at home.
There's seven more?
I have eight. I think there's eight full episodes written.
What?
In this, all like this.
Oh my god.
And
I'm just blown away that he wrote, like, I have more respect for him now with the fact that he wrote eight of these.
Yeah, like, finishing one script, even if it's bad and, like...
It's incredibly difficult.
It's incredibly hard to do.
Yeah.
So, good for him.
Yeah.
Thanks for reading that, guys. Yeah.
So, hold on a second. Like, did you start at the beginning of this thing and now you go through and you read a little chunk every time?
We read one scene every day.
That's bananas. Wow.
We're reading...
And we are only now at...
That's
page 17 of 69.
I know, and two people on Twitter said, I like this. So now this is what we're doing. I'm like, I really like that segment. I'm like, are you serious? And now you've told everyone that there's seven more scripts of this.
Yeah, so I don't know if on this podcast we'll do all the scripts.
No. No, please, God.
We'll try to get through episode one.
Yeah,
and
then
see
maybe
how
you
that
can
happens.
You can have a separate
maybe
podcast.
Maybe we'll do a spinoff. Sonar, anyone from the Sonar Network listening and looking for more content, love to do a spinoff.
Okay, I got trivia. All right. Okay, so this trivia, Mark, you should be totally fine with this because I have Mark Little trivia.
Oh wow!
Some questions, three questions about you, Mark Little.
Cool.
Get to know our guest a bit.
Based
to
off
see how
of,
well we know him.
Yeah.
Based off of his Wikipedia page.
Wow, to even have one is an honor.
Yeah,
it's great.
I think that's fantastic that he has one. So that means you've made it. All right, so first one is a pretty simple one. How old is Mark Little? How old are you? Are you 38, 35, or 36? How old are you, Mark?
Ooh, I am going to guess, 35, 36, and 38?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 38.
I'm going to guess 36.
Well, obviously you were right.
Yes,
because you're Mark Little.
I knew it.
You're 36.
Yeah.
I'm going to just scroll down here under, I guess, under a subsection called Praise.
Oh,
here we go.
Wow.
Here's the good stuff.
It's one thing to have a Wikipedia page, but to have a section
a little
of
section
praise?
That says praise.
Holy. Okay.
And can I just say that I because I know you absolutely love talking about yourself and you love promoting and you really, really will enjoy listening to this podcast.
Good.
I think you'll really like it. All right. So praise. Mark Little has been called, all right, he's either been called, an incredible Canadian talent, okay, a Jerry D prodigy, a budding Canadian treasure, or D, Canada's answer to Daniel Tosh.
Daniel Tosh.
Wow.
Which one? Which one would it be?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I'm going to say A.
All right.
Whatever it was, A.
I am also going to say A.
It was actually C, a budding Canadian treasure.
Wow.
A funny business. Huh. Mark Little has been called a budding Canadian treasure by Funny Business. And described as
by funnybusiness.ca.
That's literally what it says. By Funny Business, and described as one of the best best comic storytellers around by Now Magazine Toronto. And that is very true.
That's
awesome. 100%
Thank
agree.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then the last question, I guess, would be personal. Okay, Mark Little, you grew up in A, Vancouver, BC. B, Nanaimo, BC, or C, New Westminster, BC?
Well, I think it's C, New Westminster.
I think it's A, Vancouver.
you grew up in Vancouver? Okay.
Westminster sounds like where the X-Men would live. You know?
Well,
is that
not
where they live?
Mark, you should know this. You grew up in New Westminster.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
You forgot?
I did forget.
You
yes.
Forgot.
You know.
That's where your parents live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I got to write to them. Yes.
You're confused because you fly into Vancouver.
Right. Yes. That is what it there. Is that. Yes. That's why.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's my trivia. Yay!
Another successful
great
game.
Job.
Yeah,
that's
great job. Mark, you got, I think, one out of three.
That's very good.
About yourself.
And I think that shows just kind of how humble you are.
Thank
even
you.
Though
yeah.
You're a beloved comedian, you still don't even, you're like, I don't even know that much about myself.
Right,
and that's
yeah.
inspiring to that you're still so humble and modest.
Well, thank you so much for noticing. Yeah, I I've got a lot going on, so I don't think about New Westminster too often. Or yeah.
You're too big now that you've made it
to
Toronto.
I've got other stuff to do. I can't just be sitting around dreaming about playing ball hockey in whatever town I'm from. You know? There's
that's,
stuff. Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. I will close this up by saying if you want to grind,
yep.
If you're in Toronto, you're an open micer and want to grind, come on to the Ossington every single Monday. And come to the book show. You don't have to just talk outside of it, please, anytime.
Oh, I forgot also, Mark, do you have a specific comedian that you're a big fan of other than yourself?
So many, yeah.
Any Canadian comedian, maybe?
Oh, Canadians?
Yeah.
I love Ron James. Always been a big Ron James guy. Who's the guy that does like all the characters? Is it like a P word? The guy that does like one man shows and he'll put on a hat and be like, "Well, then I went to the gas station." What's that guy's name? Nobody knows.
Why?
What's his name? It's like Fillmore or some stupid.
The guy he does. You mean like he does plays about being a farmer?
Oh, it's Wingfield. Thank you.
But I don't know what the guy's name is. But he did seven of these.
Oh yeah.
Letters from Wingfield. Oh, we don't have to get them all. But he did seven plays.
Wow. Is that it? Wingfield.
Yeah, performed by Rod Beatty. I don't know who that guy is.
Anyway, that's my answer. That's my favorite comedian.
That's your favorite comedian. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't want to do you'll do a shout out to Rod Beatty and Ron James.
Yeah. Well, those, you know, that's pretty much the two.
I mean,
two
pillars Ron James, of Canadian Ron James comedy. Did perform on Conan, like you.
Yes. Oh,
when,
yeah. Really?
When Conan came to Canada,
to my taping, actually.
Oh, did he?
He did. Yeah. He drove me down. He drove me to Conan. Yeah.
Oh, well, that was so nice. Ron James, again, Canadian comedians supporting each other, which is just wonderful.
Exactly.
That's nice. And I can't believe that he did his Conan set all about the black flies of North Ontario.
But it hits! They love that stuff.
They're like, maybe we don't know Ontario, but like we get it. We get flies. Mm-hmm. We know that we get the pain you're talking about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd just like to shout out one of my favorite comedians, local comic Tim Gilbert.
Oh!
Laugh Sabbath, one of the funniest guys in town, I'd say.
I'm a huge fan as well. Yeah.
Anyway, another successful Ev's turn in the bag. Thank you guys for listening, and as always, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Do you have a fundamental dream to unleash your inner artist on the world? Are you looking for guidance towards your unrealistic goals? Look no further than Real Legitimate Actors. Meet famous, renowned celebrities Aiden.
Yeah, man, I might be in a Colgate commercial.
Sam.
I check my email Sunday night.
And myself, Evan.
Hi there. Hi. My name is Evan Gorley.
And watch in awe as our professional and personal lives.
I do want you here with me.
You to be a part of our play, Walter's Water Wishes.
Unfurl before.
What's happening to me?
Real Legitimate Actors comes to the Sonar Network as part of the Real Legitimate Anthology. Subscribe now and follow at RLA Series.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.